because the feminine is energy, is life force, is the motion of love, is light dancing, the feminine is simultaneously the most attractive thing there is for the masculine and the most confusing, chaotic, and sometimes repulsive. When you want the refrigerator to have just one picture on it, the feminine partner of yours may want hundreds of photos on the refrigerator. You may want the furniture ordered a certain way in your room so you can easily get from one place to another. But your feminine partner may have a different sense of beauty, a different sense of fullness than you do. She may furnish the home very different than you would choose. So what do you do? Here you've chosen this woman for her fullness, for her spontaneity, for her qualities of energy, for her light, for the way her love shines through her eyes and her body. And at the same time, when she wants to shine that light through her furniture or the way she wants to fill your space, you say no. It's very important to feel, what is your deepest purpose? How do you need to live so you can die complete? What are you willing to be responsible for? And outside of that domain of responsibility, outside of your deepest purpose, if you allow your chosen woman to manifest beauty, to manifest light in her way, you'll probably learn a lot. There may be areas in your life where the two of you disagree and you need to talk about these areas, maybe have a third person help you mediate the process so you could come up with something you can both agree with as partners. But much more often than that, the little things don't make a whole lot of difference. And it's better to let her deal with the things that are very important to her and you deal with what is very important to you and get feedback from each other. But realize that the exact same woman who turns you on most sexually will be the same woman who most turns you off in the rest of your life. Because when you're in your masculine and you're trying to get something done, you're not doing the lovemaking, you're not uniting with your woman in depth and merger, but you're trying to complete a task, then her feminine energy might seem like an obstruction to you completing a task. She may want to talk about something when you don't, or she may want to arrange the house in ways that don't serve your task. What do you do? Why is it that the women you find most sexually attractive are the most difficult to live with? The woman who you most want to merge with heart to heart and sexually is also the woman who frustrates you the most, who doesn't speak with you in ways you could understand, or what you do understand doesn't seem to be what she means. And this is the way it always is. I've been told that in Chinese that the characters for sex stand for something like flowery combat. We can look at the relationship between the masculine and feminine in intimacy as a kind of playful opposition, a pleasurable opposition, something like dancing together where you're cooperating with each other, but you're also adding a little that you have to keep up with. That kind of play, that kind of flowery combat or pleasurable opposition is the nature of the masculine and feminine in relationship. If you lose connection to your deepest heart's purpose, then you are easily swayed by the feminine. You're drawn into her domain of all kinds of options and possibilities. But if you stay connected to your heart, everything your partner says and does is felt from the place of your deepest source. If she's talking about something that happened to her during the day, and that doesn't deepen you or deepen her or allow your love to be given to the world more fully or bring more light into your intimacy, into your household, and into the world, then why would you want to listen to her talk about what she's talking about? There are times to say, this is what we need to do right now because my deepest heart feels this and I need you to trust my deepest heart. That's why we're together. There are also times when it's good to put aside your own feelings and feel what she's saying, what she's indicating. But always remember that the same qualities you find most attractive sexually are the qualities that will make you not trust your partner outside of the sexual domain. Her spontaneousness during sex will become her lack of ability to carry through during the day. The way that she just surprises you with ever-fresh expressions of love and devotion during sex will be the way she surprises you during the day by not showing up an appointment that she committed to or by doing something she expressly told you she wouldn't. The flow of the feminine that is most attractive to merge with in sexual moments becomes, for many men, a real pain in the ass outside of the sexual domain. Now, some men simply separate the two. They no longer are sexually attracted to their intimate partner. They treat their intimate partner as more of a life partner. They take care of the kids together. They take care of the house together. They might earn a living and combine themselves financially. But if in addition to that, they want a sexual polarity between them, then they need to understand the laws of polarity. And in specific, you as a man need to understand that the qualities that turn you on sexually are not necessarily the same qualities that lead to trust in your daily life together. So you need to decide, why are you together with your woman? There are, of course, many reasons, because we're multidimensional beings. You may have chosen your woman to be with her sexually. You may have chosen your woman in order to raise children. You may have chosen your woman to combine your finances together. But unless you decide on what your priority is, the relationship becomes mushy. All of these various reasons to be together become blended together and neutralized and made bland and homogeneous. So the sexual domain is never fully expressed, and the creative domain is never fully expressed. What your children need is often not what the two of you need sexually, which is often not what the two of you need financially. So it's very important to decide on your single most important reason for being together with your partner. For instance, you may choose your children, that you're together for the sake of your children. In that case, you subordinate your sexual desires to the needs of your children. You subordinate your financial plans to the needs of your children. You do whatever you need to because your priority is your children. So it's very important to choose your priority in intimacy and then organize all your other aspects of intimacy, and there are of course many, around that priority. Now, once you do that, how do you deal with your sexual desire? How do you deal with the fact that to be sexually attracted to your woman, you want her to be one way, and then outside of the bed, in order to trust that she could balance the checkbook, you need her to be another way? Well, to sort all of that out, you need to decide, one, what is your deepest purpose in life that includes your relationship? Two, what is the purpose of the relationship itself? Again, there are many different reasons for being together, but what's the most single important reason for being together? So you can prioritize that and organize and align the rest of the relationship around that. And then finally, understand that you will always be in playful opposition with the qualities you are attracted to sexually. You will fight with the very same qualities that you want to dive into sexually. You will fight with those qualities through the day. So the way it is, the state of affairs is, the woman who most turns you on sexually is often the woman that most frustrates you for the rest of the day. And if you do find a woman who you work with well as a partner all through the day, you may find that you're not as sexually attracted to them in the moments of intimacy. So it's very important to decide on how do you want to live your sexuality and where does your sexual expression rank in your hierarchy of priorities? Is it what is most important in your intimacy, or are other things more important in your intimacy? Most men will sacrifice their job, their family, and as we've seen in a recent presidential scandal, they will sacrifice their country for the sake of the sexual transmission of energy. The desire, the need to merge with the feminine is so intense for most men that they'll risk all kinds of things that are very important in their life for even a brief moment of complete sexual merger. The first stage approach to this is to be selfish, and if you need sex, you have it however you need it. You go to a prostitute or have a mistress. In the second stage, we learn to cooperate. We usually suppress the part of ourselves that finds that sexual merger so inspiring, and so we become uninspired monogamists. But in the third stage, we feel our deepest purpose, and we feel, how does sex add to or subtract from our expression of our deepest purpose? And then we can yogically or artfully arrange our sexuality so that it serves our deepest purpose, the deepest purpose of our partner, of our family, of our community, and of our Earth's community. Once we understand those priorities, we could begin approaching specifically the sexual practices that we need so that all of us continue growing. Know your deepest purpose, know the single most important purpose of your relationship, and understand that the same qualities you find sexually attractive will most frustrate you, and you're on your way to being able to give your gift as a superior man in intimacy.